There are three magic statements that you can learn to say over and over to remain flexible in turbulent times. Here they are. The first is, I was wrong. Most people would rather bluff, bluster, and deny rather than to admit that they were wrong. What makes the refusal to admit that you are wrong even worse is when everyone around you already knows that you are wrong. You're the only one who's fooling anyone, and that one person you are attempting to fool is yourself. When you realize that you are wrong, the smartest thing you can do is to admit it quickly, solve the problem, and get on with achieving the goal or result. It's been estimated that as much as 80% of the time and energy of the key people in large companies and organizations is devoted to covering up the fact that they are wrong, and they don't want to admit it. Many companies, small and large, have gone bankrupt because of a refusal or failure to admit an obvious mistake. The second statement that you must learn to say to remain flexible is, I made a mistake. It's amazing how much time, energy, and money is wasted because someone's ego is so large and sensitive that they will not admit that they have made a mistake, even one that is obvious to everyone around them. Once you say, I was wrong, or I made a mistake, the issue is largely over. From then on, everybody can get on with resolving the problem or achieving the goal. But as long as a key person is unwilling to admit that he or she has taken the wrong course, everything comes to a stop. We've seen this repeatedly in national politics, where the failure of a single person to admit a mistake or blunder has led to a tremendous waste of time and energy for everyone involved, and often for the whole nation. The third statement you should learn to say quickly and easily is, I changed my mind. If you get new information that contradicts the information upon which you made a previous decision, be prepared to admit candidly that, I changed my mind. It is not a weakness or a character flaw to be wrong, to make a mistake, or to change your mind. In fact, in a time of rapid change, in the areas of knowledge, technology, and competition, it is a mark of courage, character, and flexibility to be willing to cut your losses quickly and practice the reality principle in everything you do. What's the reality? Be willing to deal with the world as it is, rather than the way you wish it were, or the way that it might have been in the past. Face the truth, whatever it is. Be honest with yourself and everyone around you. Always be open to reevaluating your goals and objectives in the light of new information, technology, or competition. Based on what you now know, is this the best course of action? If it isn't, what else should you do? What else could you do? If it's a goal and the circumstances under which you made the goal have changed dramatically, be sure that you still want it badly enough to struggle and sacrifice for it. Be willing to drop it and set a new goal if you've changed your mind, or if the goal is no longer as important to you today as it once was. In a time of rapid change, resolve to be the first to recognize and embrace change when it occurs. Expect it as part of the normal and natural course of events. Refuse to be surprised or upset when things don't work out the way you thought they would or should. Especially, be flexible with the important people in your life, your family, your friends, your coworkers, and your customers. Be open to differing points of view and different ideas. Be continually willing to admit that you could be wrong, because you often are. One of the characteristics of the best leaders is that they are good listeners. They ask a lot of questions, and they take in all the information possible before making up their minds or coming to a final conclusion. They also admit failure and cut their losses quickly when they make a mistake so that they can move on to bigger and better things.